Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «эй», «эф» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I've been working part-time for 2 years already. When I got my first salary, I started thinking about saving money. I mean, when you have some money on your hands, it's so hard to resist the temptation to buy something. I've found a great way out: window shopping. Every time I think I want to buy something, I go window shopping without any money on me. In most cases, it turns out I don't really need this thing after all. It really helps.
Speaker B. In my opinion, internet shopping is a great way to save money. First of all, there are so many internet shops which offer what you need so you can easily compare their offers and find a real bargain. Secondly, such shops offer better prices than ordinary retailers in general. So, I order most things on the internet, including books, clothes and shoes, groceries and whatnot. It's quick, it's convenient, and it's cheap. What can be better? I like it.
Speaker C.
I know a person who is addicted to shopping. She has some financial problems because of it sometimes. I often tell her that she must control her expenses and plan her budget and stick to the plan. She says she can do it for a month or so, but then she goes on another shopping spree. I think she needs to think about why she does it. There must be some reason for compulsive shopping. If she finds it, it will be easier for her to control her behaviour.
Speaker D.
As for me, I have a credit card, but I never use it. I think the more we use it, the more we spend. Banks monitor what we buy and how much we spend, and then you come across some targeted advertisements and you buy something you don't really need. I tried to pay cash because for me, cash is real money, and the money on your credit card is kind of virtual money. And maybe it sounds strange, but I think it's like we don't have this money in real life.
Speaker E.
I work as a babysitter for my neighbours. Generally, it's 4 or 5 evenings a week, because I'm very good with babies. I spend what I earn on clothes and entertainment, but I always put aside exactly 20% of what I have earned. My father taught me this strategy. He says it's a good way of saving money, and saving money is necessary, because anything can happen, and you need to be ready for it. I think I'll do the same when I work full time.
Speaker F. In my opinion, there is no reason to save money. We live only once after all. If I get some money as a present or when I earn some money, I spend it right away. I love going to cafes and I also love drawing and painting. And this is quite an expensive hobby, so I spend quite a lot of money on buying paper and brushes and paints. Prices go up all the time, so I don't see any reason why you should spend £10 today on what cost £8 yesterday. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I've been working part-time for 2 years already. When I got my first salary, I started thinking about saving money. I mean, when you have some money on your hands, it's so hard to resist the temptation to buy something. I've found a great way out: window shopping. Every time I think I want to buy something, I go window shopping without any money on me. In most cases, it turns out I don't really need this thing after all. It really helps.
Speaker B. In my opinion, internet shopping is a great way to save money. First of all, there are so many internet shops which offer what you need so you can easily compare their offers and find a real bargain. Secondly, such shops offer better prices than ordinary retailers in general. So, I order most things on the internet, including books, clothes and shoes, groceries and whatnot. It's quick, it's convenient, and it's cheap. What can be better? I like it. Speaker C.
I know a person who is addicted to shopping. She has some financial problems because of it sometimes. I often tell her that she must control her expenses and plan her budget and stick to the plan. She says she can do it for a month or so, but then she goes on another shopping spree. I think she needs to think about why she does it. There must be some reason for compulsive shopping. If she finds it, it will be easier for her to control her behaviour.
Speaker D.
As for me, I have a credit card, but I never use it. I think the more we use it, the more we spend. Banks monitor what we buy and how much we spend, and then you come across some targeted advertisements and you buy something you don't really need. I tried to pay cash because for me, cash is real money, and the money on your credit card is kind of virtual money. And maybe it sounds strange, but I think it's like we don't have this money in real life.
Speaker E.
I work as a babysitter for my neighbours. Generally, it's 4 or 5 evenings a week because I'm very good with babies. I spend what I earn on clothes and entertainment, but I always put aside exactly 20% of what I have earned. My father taught me this strategy. He says it's a good way of saving money, and saving money is necessary because anything can happen and you need to be ready for it. I think I'll do the same when I work full time.
Speaker F. In my opinion, there is no reason to save money. We live only once after all. If I get some money as a present or when I earn some money, I spend it right away. I love going to cafes and I also love drawing and painting, and this is quite an expensive hobby, so I spend quite a lot of money on buying paper and brushes and paints. Prices go up all the time, so I don't see any reason why you should spend £10 today on what cost £8 yesterday. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.